Here's a guy, he comes in and he's ready, he's roaring to go on a Sunday morning. That is Alex Pavlovich of the Bay Area Newspaper Group. He's in, he looks like he's had a great night's sleep and he's ready to go. How are you today?
Yeah, what are you talking about, going to bed early on a Saturday night?
Not you, huh?
No.
That's not you. All right. I did. I was very happy, lad. Oh. Come on, I've been on till midnight for so many nights in a row.
I've been listening.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, yesterday, Matt Cain, and, you know, not to belabor the point with him because we're looking at a game today with Hudson, but we saw the first two with Matt Cain, especially the home runs and down in L.A. He looked like a different pitcher yesterday.
Yeah, I went back. You know, my exciting Saturday night started with watching the condensed MLB version of yesterday's game, and I went back and I really just wanted to see his fastball more than anything, And I think you saw it wasn't tailing back across the plate as it did in Los Angeles, and that's been an issue for him. That's when he gets hit hard, and it kind of, you know, when he would try to throw it outside, it would stay outside. And when he tried to throw it up, it would stay up. I think it had good life to it yesterday, and to me, that's who he is. That's the guy who he's always been, and that's how he succeeds. I know he doesn't throw nearly as much as he used to, but that's still what he relies on. And in Los Angeles, it wasn't there for him, and in Phoenix, I don't think it was really there for him, but yesterday he had that fastball, and you saw the results.
Yeah, you know, for pitchers, it just takes a while to get that arm strength up, and I know for spring training is really for pitchers. But here's a guy who came out of the box in the first two, didn't seem to have the life, and had the life yesterday. And not that we're mechanical adept at explaining pitching, but it looked like he finished his pitches yesterday, and he was in complete command of himself. He knew what he wanted to do, and I think that's the key to him.
Yeah, Matt's not a guy who talks mechanics too much after starts, but yesterday he did admit that the first two times out he felt something was a little bit wrong. He thought it got better in Los Angeles, and that's why after that start, even when he got knocked around a little bit, he did tell us afterwards, he said, I feel pretty good about what I'm doing, and I'm going to keep doing this. And yesterday, I think, you know, everything felt like it was back into place, and we saw that he had a pretty good outing.
Yeah, heck of a game, 1-0. I know you wrote about it, and, of course, Cain was a big part of the game yesterday. But the ball club's 5-for-45 in the last 45 attempts at runners in scoring position. They're now home again. It's AT&T Park. They're 2-3 here. You know, against Arizona and Colorado, two teams within the division that they really should handle. I think there's a little bit of, not pressure, but, you know, you want to get it rolling. So you got that offense going here and not relying on a pitcher to drive in five runs.
Yeah, I think what we've learned or relearned here is that Michael Morse is going to have no problem hitting it out of here just because of how freakishly strong he is. But the other guys, you know, those balls that were going out in Arizona and some other places are not going to get out here. And that's been a problem for this team in the past. So that's why even with the hot start and all the home runs, they kept saying we don't want to be relying on that because that's not what we're able to do at home. And I think we've seen it here. They're coming up just a little bit short here and there. And they're not kind of stringing those rallies together as they did early in the season.
No, we did a great show, I thought, last night for over 3 hours of talking about baseball, what baseball could look like in the future. You know, now with replay, who knows with all the technology, 5 years from now what could happen. But the other half of the show last night really was talking about the lineup and two aspects of it. One is Sandoval pressing. And I thought he was a little bit, you know, like maybe swinging. He always swings a little wildly, but swing a little bit more wildly, although he does have the walks. And also, do you tweak this lineup at some point? Because you have two guys, Pence and Sandoval, essentially back-to-back, both hitting in the 100s.
Yeah, you know, to Pablo's point, I know it's an easy connection to make, and he might be pressing. I mean, the contract deal is going to be out there the whole year, and it's going to be something that obviously is in the back of his mind. But I thought even in spring training near the end of it, I thought his swing just looked a little bit off and looked like he was a little bit off with his timing. So I think it's more of a timing issue right now.
All right.
And something that he goes through at times and something that, you know, it's been a few weeks now and he hasn't really found that timing. So it may be something they're able to get fixed here and it's not so much of a mental issue there. In terms of the lineup, yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it today, but I would expect sometime soon if they keep going like this, we see some changes.
Yeah, Chatwood has given the Giants trouble in the past, and Allie dug up a great stat for me this morning. You got Kershaw, Adam Wainwright, and this guy. ERAs, he's the toughest guy for them to hit, and we know what Kershaw and Wainwright do. You can run on this guy. It's his first start, so you really want to get that pitch count up and get into the bullpen. But against the Rockies, maybe that's not such a good idea. And the Giants are having trouble hitting bullpens.
Yeah, I just looked that up right before I came down here. I think they're about hitting about 190 against relief pitchers.
How about that?
I saw it in Los Angeles, that game where they got out to the huge start. And and just couldn't do anything against the Dodgers' bullpen. And we saw it yesterday. They had Anderson out of there after three, and they caught a break. He, you know, that's a guy who's gotten hurt quite a bit and wasn't able to go out there and answer the bell for the fourth inning. And the Rockies' bullpen, it's better this year, but traditionally hasn't been very good. And the Giants weren't able to do anything yesterday. So I think early on, I don't know if it's, you know, obviously it's a small sample size, but I do think early on there has to be some concern just about their ability to hit guys with better velocity, because I think we saw that in Los Angeles. They just weren't hitting guys who are up there at 95, 96 miles per hour.
Well, and that's hard to do anyway, but they're taking it to a new level of not getting it done. It's a great point. It's something really to watch, and got to hit the other way, or you know, maybe do something with your swing. Orlando Cepeda always tells me, you never change your swing. Well, of course, he didn't have to change his swing at 379 home runs. You know, he's a Hall of Famer. But sometimes you have to swing a little differently if you're not catching up with a fastball like that. So we'll see where that goes today. But Chadwood has a good history here against the Giants. It is his first start. You can run on him. You can run on the Rockies. They haven't thrown anybody out all year. Maybe today is a day if you get on. He's a ground ball pitcher. Maybe you get on. Start guys if he's a ground ball pitcher. Get guys in motion so that hit and run works, so you got their infield moving around, because he's generally a ground ball pitcher.
Yeah, and they haven't done a whole lot of that this year. We've kind of seen them rely on the home runs and rely on the big two-out hits. And you know, this is a lineup that it should be able with Angel and Hunter, and if Hunter gets on base, and you know, other guys who are capable of running a little bit more than they have. So they haven't really done that the first couple weeks. Today might be a good chance for
them. I'd like to see it. My key to the game. Hit and run today on Chatwood. He's a ground ball pitcher. Start people if you get him on. Get the infield going in every different direction. You're going to get a ground ball somewhere. I like it. All right. Jeremy Affeldt, good two innings for him last night in San Jose. Alex Pavlovich, when does he come back? And when he comes back, what happens?
I think we might see him after the off day. That's usually when these types of things happen. I don't know. We haven't gotten a good sense either way of what they're going to do. I think the two guys who were on the chopping block, Huff and Gutierrez, have pitched pretty well, and they've looked like they can contribute. And given what happened the other night, where they almost ran out of pitchers and had Yusmeiro Petit out there kind of for the duration, I wouldn't be shocked to see Juan Perez sent back to Fresno just to let him get a week or two of at-bats and let this bullpen kind of get him through April. And, you know, we always talk about when they go to Coors, that's a place where if you can get an extra pitcher out there, and obviously that's also a place where you might want a defensive replacement for Morris, given how big that outfield is. But I think that's a place where you lean towards having an extra arm. And given that those two guys are out of options, it might be what they do.
Yeah, because San Diego next week, and then it's Colorado.
Yeah.
After that. So, you know, this next 10 days, they may need – I think they should keep 13 pitchers, to tell you the truth. All right. Today, Rockies, Giants, you want to win a series here. I guess that's the key. You just want to win a series.
Yeah, it's an easy way to kind of
just look at it that way. Yeah,
just try to win every one. You know, that's what they were talking about on the road trip. You just take those road series and they pile up at the end of the year. So it'd be nice for the team, I think, to start playing a little bit better here, just because it's something where last year they weren't as good as they've usually been here, and this has usually been a really hard place for other teams to come in, and we haven't really seen that this year. So I think it would be a boost, not just today, but in this Dodgers series, to kind of get out there and remind people that this can be a difficult place to play.
Yeah, because, heck, you want to be 3-3 at home with the Dodgers coming in Tuesday night. You want to have a homestand here, you know, that you could build on, and that's a key part of it. Hey, Alex, thanks so much, as always. Follow me on Twitter, Alex Pavlovich, and the lineups will be out shortly. I'll be looking for your tweet on it. And you woke up. You did well today.
I did wake up. There's a big cup of coffee here. So
all right. Helped. Always great to have you on, Alex. Thank you.
Marty.